James Taylor. How sweet it is at 101.32 WD. Well, now, what's that thing? You know, I'm not a big speech guy. And I mean, now I'm going to prove it.
you didn't get the notes I faxed you.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, God. You know, I've always said, some days, like the old country song says, some days you're the windshield and some days you're the bug. And another way to say it is some days are diamonds and some days are stones. And I think that goes for everybody. I mean, none of us gets all diamonds or has all windshield days, but I got to tell you, he's holding now.
All right, I understand. Take your time.
That I have had certainly, many.
Do you want a coffee filter?
I've had many more diamonds and stones. I mean, if I left here tomorrow, I mean, I wouldn't have any complaints, could, at all. And goodness knows why God's given me this good life and surrounded me with all you good people. But I'll take it. I'll take it. And, of course, at this point, you just need to say thank you to a long list of folks, including those that I've worked with here on the air and behind the scenes, the best in the business, and I ain't kidding. There are too many of them to name, but there are people that I must mention, folks like my friend and my fellow co-founder of 2WD, Larry Saunders. Mm-hmm. I learned a ton from that guy, both in the business and personally. And those who have been here either absolutely from the beginning or practically from the beginning, and they're still here. Poor souls. Chris Wilson, Chris Wilson, promotion director supreme, the woman knows everybody in town and can get things done. That you heard from Thurman Worthington earlier, king of sales. Ernie the engineer who kept the station and my house up and running for a lot of years. And of course, my partner there, Paul the Slug Richardson.
Thank you.
I tell you, is the best Ed McMahon you could ever hope for. Also, highly unappreciated and underpaid. He slipped me a few bucks to say that.
So you did get the notes, I think.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Sky Angel Karen, you know, talked to her this morning, and this woman every day for 100 years gets up and gets in that little tiny plane and goes up there and reports the traffic and does a heck of a job with it. You heard from Don London a moment ago. Now, here's a guy that I hired 10 years ago as a program director. He had to put up with me as boss, and then he turns around and becomes my boss. There ain't nothing easy about that. And then there's Alan Burns, our consultant of 10 years. Here again is a guy that when we were in charge and owned the place, his job was to critique me. And yet he knew I was paying him. Again, that's not easy. Joe Bastardi. How many times have I jumped on Joe's chest about beating his own chest? And yet, I mean, talk about a weather guy supreme and loved by a lot of the listeners. And, of course, she hadn't been here a long time, but Leanne, I'm not going to leave you out here. Certainly appreciate your contributions. And one of the best is just that is the pleasant disposition and always pleasant to be around. And that's important when, you know, have to get together at 5 o'clock in the morning in these little studios. And then, by the way, starting Monday, you do not have to wear the bikini anymore. That was just a little rule of mine.
I think he was talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Now, I could go on and on and on, but, you know, you get in that point where you're going to leave somebody out. But I just want to thank all of you, and I mean it this time, for being the wind beneath my wings. And then, of course, there's you, the listener. Now, fortunately, we kept the numbers down in that group to where I can name you all individually.
One by one.
That's right.
And, yeah, so here goes. No, just kidding. Many of you, according to the emails and the telephone calls, have been listening for many, many years. And what can I say except thank you for your support. And I mean, one of my favorite reactions to over the years to being spotted on the street by a listener was like when a lady would turn around to her husband and say, "Ooh, that's Dick Lamb. I wake up with him every morning." Well, I think starting Monday, I'll just wake up with my own wife. She's not his bad. Now, I certainly am going to keep doing television commercials. Well, I say certainly. Who knows? I'll be doing the television commercials and MC jobs and who else? And who knows where else I may pop up down the road. But I'm certainly going to be quiet for at least a while. Thanks again. And as my good buddies Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett would say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's party on. Dick Lamb and the Breakfast.